Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Dearborn Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about our need to grow, about how we can grow in Christ, how God wants us to grow, how that growth benefits not only ourselves, but those around us. As we represent Jesus more accurately, as we have the courage and wisdom to live life in a way that is more mature, that brings about a greater unity, that helps us to endure and to prosper in our spiritual growth. And today we're going to talk specifically about growing in your salvation and talk a little bit about what that, what I think that verses, these verses mean, even a little what it doesn't mean. 1 Peter 2, verses 2 and 3 says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. A little context there, the verse prior to that, begins chapter 2 of 1 Peter by saying, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Well, that verse begins with the word therefore, and so we have to back up into the into chapter 1, and it talks about being purified by obeying the truth. And because we've been purified by obeying the truth, we've been purified by God's word, it's time to get rid of all of the stuff in life that isn't obedient to God's word. And the way we do that is that we crave this pure spiritual milk of the word so that we grow up in our salvation. Now, I believe that salvation is something that's a gift from God. The Bible teaches that. It's not something that we might have. It's either we're saved or we're not. But just as it's true that we grow as a person, we don't become more of a person or less of a person, but we grow in maturity, we grow in depth, we grow in knowledge and wisdom. And when we talk about somebody growing up as a person, we talk mostly about that increasing maturity, that ability to make decisions in a wise way, to respond to situations with patience and endurance, with courage. And so when the Bible talks about diving into God's word, about craving this pure spiritual milk of his word, just as an infant craves milk, that we do so in order to grow in our salvation. Our salvation becomes more mature, it becomes more productive, it becomes more patient, it becomes more courageous. It's a salvation that's ours in Christ. And so we're not growing in the fact that we're earning more salvation or our salvation is somehow bigger, somehow more real. But is it growing in the way that we live because of the salvation that we have in Christ? Paul writes and he says that all things are permissible, and we've talked about this before. He's not really talking about everything goes. But within the context, he's talking about a variety of things that are okay for people to do, but aren't always helpful. And he says that these things are permissible, but they're not always beneficial. And as we grow up, because of the salvation that we have in Christ, because of knowing the price that has been paid, that level of maturity that we continually grow in helps us to sort through what I could do and what I should do. And it's time spent with God. That's why he tells us to crave this pure spiritual milk. It's time spent allowing his spirit to convict us as we read his word. As we receive instruction and guidance and correction. It's this desire to grow. The Bible talks about Jesus growing in favor with God and with men. It's not that he didn't have favor. He grew in stature. He grew in all ways. And when we learn this life of obedience to God's word, when we learn this life of submission to his will, when we learn this life of concern for one another, we begin to grow up in our salvation. We mature. The Bible says when we were a child, we acted like a child. But when we've become an adult, we put away those childish things and we act with the maturity of an adult. And well, I have to tell you, at least in my life, that's an ongoing process. There are times that junior high boy kind of still sneaks through and finds things funny that probably aren't all that funny. And when God says that we crave the things of his word, the things of who he is, we begin to mature. We begin to grow up. We grow up according to who we are. We are saved by the blood of Jesus. We grow up in order to be who God wants us to be. A mature, fruit-producing child of God. One that can accurately divide the word of truth. Accurately use it, accurately understand it, accurately consider. And when we do that well, not only do we grow in our salvation, but we help others to grow. We give information, we show a transformed life, we help those who are watching to see that what a mature follower of Jesus can look like. And so many times we have children who look up to adults that aren't living like they should, and the children end up not living like they should because they're simply living what they've seen. And within the body of Christ, there are times that we've been watching immature people. There have been times we've not been the mature people we ought to be, and others are watching us. And then somehow we're shocked at the actions that result. That they ought to know better. And if we're honest, we look back and say, well, maybe they learned that from me. So growing up in our salvation says I'm growing in that level of maturity that sets an example for others. That we can join with Paul in saying, follow me as I follow Christ. Because we're paying attention to the way Jesus lived. We're paying attention to what God's word tells us to do. And we're putting it into practice. Jesus says that the ones who hear his word and don't do what it says, or like a foolish person who builds their house on sand and the storms come and the house just slides down the cliff into the sea. It falls with a great crash. But the person who hears God's word, who reads God's word, who puts it into practice, who does what it says, is like a wise man who builds his house upon a solid foundation. And when the storms of life come, that house stands. And that's what it looks like to grow up in our salvation. It's building our life upon the solid foundation of God's word, of Jesus Christ. And being able to look to those around us who have grown in their maturity as they follow Jesus, and to be able to be one of those people that others can look to. To be able to put aside those things that Peter wrote about, those things that cause division, those things that cause conflict, those things that cause temptation, and to realize that growing up in my salvation means I'm not wanting to cause any to stumble, that I'm wanting people to see a mature follower of Jesus, that I'm wanting to be that mature follower of Jesus. And so we live life continually growing, continually maturing, continually seeking unity, and continually thirsting and hungering for the things of God, so that our life grows into who God created us to be. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. We come to you as infants, reliant upon your goodness, upon your favor, upon your love. And you provide us with this spiritual milk that helps us to grow. And as we grow, you expect an increasing maturity, an increasing understanding and practice of the things that you're teaching us. And Father, may we seek that same growth in our own life as we recognize the salvation that we have in Christ and the price that was paid for that to happen. And may our hunger and thirst for your word and for righteousness help us to grow up in our salvation, to mature and recognize the result and the goodness that comes from being that example. Father, may we pay attention to the people around us, those people of faith that have been hungering and thirsting after these things of righteousness for so long that they've grown far beyond where we're at. And may we see that example, and may we learn from them, and may we be them. Father, help us to have great wisdom, great understanding, great courage when we gaze deeply into your word and see the things that we ought to be doing, to see the ways we ought to be serving. To see the example we ought to be. Father, may it be this growth that you produce in our life by the power of your Spirit that helps us to be all of those things. And God, as we live life and we consider just how dependent we are on you, May we recognize this growing up deepens our relationship but never diminishes it. And Father, as we grow in our faith, as we grow in our salvation, as we grow in maturity, may we consistently lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.